good practice today as far as tempo. I thought it was very straining, very challenging situations. Had some good back and forth as far as the offense and defense. But again, another a couple segments of third down and red zone for our guys, a two-minute situation. So some 2 minutes incorporated in there as well as a team run situation. So very pleased. It was straining, but you know, we need that right now. We have a ways to go yet, but I think these practices are helping us get to where we want to be.
Straining in terms of a lot of snaps today?
No, not as much of that, just the competitive situation. Put them in some difficult situations. And we've had three really good practices now. Three really good practices. So, you know, we need to carry it over now. We got two good sessions coming up.
You've talked throughout camp about the emphasis on red zone and
third down.
Did you see that be pretty crisp in the game last week?
Well, you know, with the first group, you know, I thought the offense, I think we were, what, 1 for 2 or, you know, things like that. So I think it's a process that builds up. Defensively, even though I think they were, what, 2 for 17 or something like that, we're still, we had some busted coverages and just some overthrown passes. So it never met to our standard. We still have a ways to go there, but it's starting to come together. I like the way our tighter coverage is starting to show up, that more of the passes are contested, even in practice. So guys are battling for them. So, you know, part's good. You like to see that.
What was Beecham able to do today?
He did individual, and then I believe some just a few reps. So he's got incorporated into some reps.
What do you tell your guys to get out of the next 2 days?
Well, we're going to have a meeting tonight, you know, and my hopes is that, you know, when you go against a team, another opponent like that that comes in, you get a lot of different looks. So it's going to challenge us mentally. We're going to see a different looks than we've seen all through training camp and in the game, which is good. Their defensive scheme is different than anything that we've seen. So, you know, I'm hoping that it'll just add to, you know, our experiences. You know, I'm hopeful that it's clean. You know, guys compete their tails off, and we get a lot out of it. But that strain that I talked about today, I know the next couple of days it'll be that way, but we need that. I'm really, really excited about this. Really excited for our team. I know our guys are too.
Chances are there will be something that comes up, a fight or something. Have you thought about how you're going to treat your players if they get into scrums?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I have not talked to them. We'll do that tonight with our players.
Do you caution these guys against using it as a measuring stick to measure the progress?
Yeah, no, I think it's more just learning. Let's get everything we can out of these two-day segments. You know, it's still practice. You know, I think we'll go into that mentality, and practice is everything for us. We're going to compete, and we'll find some areas of weakness, and I think that would be great for the coaches to see, and it will create discussion, and it'll just help our growth, I believe.
Is there a position or area of the team that you want to see tested that you haven't really seen tested over the last couple of weeks?
You know, the situations that are going to be brought up. I believe there's one situation that's a no huddle. You know, we really haven't had too much of that so far, so that'll be a good segment. You know, just when you go up against another opponent and get different looks, it's, you know, I think the guys at, you know, if I could have placed it anywhere and talking to our coaching staff, I just feel like this is a good week to do it, you know, at this point in time.
What kind of camp is Gibson had, Tayshaun?
Good. You know what? His big thing, I think I mentioned it in OTAs and minicamp, is just the focus of playing middle third and some of the other things that we're asking him and being disciplined. And you're seeing that not only in his assignment but his alignment. I think he's understanding the importance of his alignment and how it positions him to make plays. So you're seeing a more strict discipline on that. And because of that, you're seeing him make more plays.
Are you seeing the corners have confidence in him as a result playing tight end?
Yeah, that part you can see. I think there's definitely a feeling across the board in the back end that they really are trusting and relying on each other. I have seen that.
How comforting is it to get House back on the field?
Well, good. You know, you've got, you know, Prince, House, Jalen, you know, Nick, Grazi, D-Mac. There's some great competition going there. So anytime you get another guy in the mix right there, you know, it just keeps it going. So they really challenge each other. They really do. They watch each other. They help each other out. But I think they're all trying to reestablish a standard. And it's cool to see.
Darryl Smith, looking back at the guys that you guys didn't bring back in that first team, or before that first year, is he one of the guys you look back and go, maybe we can?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you this, that, you know, the meeting I had with him, it was unbelievable. I still remember it, where it was, and he was an unbelievable person, unbelievable pro. And so I had great conversations with him, and, you know, I'm just happy for him. He's extended his career and done a great job. And, you know, he continues to play at a high level. So look back at it. You know, you always go back and look at things. And but it wasn't, you know, a topic lately.
Just the way,
I've heard so many good things about him as a person and his attitude and work ethic and what he would bring, and I think that really showed through. Yeah.
How much control will you have over these two practices, and how much control are you willing to let Cutter have over?
We've had extended conversations, how we want to lay out the practice, and it's very, very similar. There wasn't many things that we had to change. You know, and maybe the practice setup, we're moving special teams up a little bit earlier. So there'll be a few changes for us, but the tempo and how we go about it and the style of practice and what we expect, all that was very, very similar.
What do you think is the greatest challenge that the Bucks will bring during practice?
Well, I think just the, different schemes. Like, for example, they're more of a split safety team. We're more of a single safety middle team. So for Blake and the quarterbacks and the offense, a completely different look than they've seen all during training camp. So we're going to see that during the year. So that's what I think will be, good looks from that.
You get more out of the practices the next 2 days than you will in the preseason game, right, or no?
Well, I think what we got to do is be smart that it's not, high intensity, another high intensity. And, so we'll be smart with how we go about the next couple of days here with our team and to make sure that we get everything we can out of it. But it's still practice, we're still in that learning mode and still, hey, Blake, still challenge yourself to fit balls in tight windows. DBs, go ahead and, try different things out there and see how it works for you. So it won't be considered like a game to that aspect.
With Linder back, has Shatley been taking guard snaps this week?
I think he did get some today. We've got, 11 linemen that we're working at. So you'll see them move in multiple positions. We'll see how the training report comes back today.
Jalen, we're pretty happy to be out there. Back with his teammates today. How much from what we saw when we were out there?
Well, for him, it's more getting a feel for him. I think he's trying to understand how practice setup is, how much time does he have before to get ready to go. Now he's incorporating the special teams. How does that change? What does a day off do for him? And so I think we're getting closer with him. I know that he felt really good the other day. I have not talked to him today, but to try to manage that and see. But we do that with all of our guys, especially some of our older veterans.
What are your impressions of Jameis having played him last year?
Very talented. I thought his poise really stood out. The ability to extend the play. Just to be able to step in and have the success, and I know that his poise, I think, it really stood out.
Jalen being a bigger corner, him going up against Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, two of the bigger wide receiver tandems in the league, how important is it for him to kind of excel, show up his height?
Well, I think that's another challenge. You're going to go against, it's just like Allen Robinson. He's going against Jalen and House, and then he goes against Colvin. He's going against different styles of corners. And now that's good for our corners this week. I mean, they're going to go against different styles of receivers that they've seen. And so anytime you can incorporate that into practice, that's why I think these are, like I said, I'm really excited for. I think it's going to be really beneficial. You still got to trust your technique, do your job, and not, try to do something that is out of our fit or out of our scheme. So I think that'll be the challenge in a more of a heightened practice environment to stay true to your teachings.
Is this a better environment to work on special teams? You brought up the run game and the kick return game.
Right. Yeah, what level we take it, but just to go against different guys and see different schemes, I think is good.